Hey, bro, I don't know if y'all been peeping, but the next generation is for real fried. Like, I'm talking these little jits are doofuses. One quick 5-minute session on TikTok, you'll see approximately 100 Neanderthals committing the most remedial challenges known to mankind. And then they'll go,
I need clout, though.
No, little Timmy, take your ass back inside to your multiplication tables, gang. You don't need to be going out like this, man. Needless to say, if we don't turn things around for the next generation, man, I honestly don't see any hope for the future of humanity. Like, these are our future doctors, lawyers, politicians, hell, teachers, and professors. If this next generation is cooked, then that means the generation after that is burnt. Hey, y'all remember Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader? Yeah, that show might possibly never come back, but if it do, I think we gotta revive it to be Can You Think Less Than the Gen Z Child? Like and sub up if you wanna see me bring that to life. I think I'd be a great host. I'd be a fantastic host, matter of fact. But anyway, I know we all come to this channel for serious, level-headed discussions on internet deviance, but I am nothing more than a mere silly guy who has felt like he's lost a little bit of his funny meter. So to remedy this, I really wanna make fun of the Gen Z runts and speak my mind about it, because I got a lot to say about these little kids. Holy shit. I sound like a boomer.
These kids!
Now, I was scrolling through Twitter the other day, and I saw a few videos back to back of teachers being absolutely fed up with the kids these days. And of course, I'm gonna show y'all some of these videos in a second, but as I was watching, I was really sitting there like, wait. You mean to tell me that the same kids who grew up with iPads in the store watching Cocomelon and Spider-Man Elsa funny pregnancy poop videos are performing less? Never would have thought that would have happened. No, absolutely not. Online learning between the ages of 7 to 12 with little to no guidance. Yeah, no, they'll be fine. Anyways, let's peep one of these teachers speak real quick.
I'm going to just say this. I teach 7th grade. They are still performing on the 4th grade level.
7th grade English teacher here. I teach in Northern Houston, and I teach at one of the more affluent schools. When I tell you that these babies cannot read, they cannot write, and they cannot comprehend, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. It doesn't exist. I have kids constantly asking me, how do I spell window? How do I spell important? How do I spell though? And they be serious. They're dead serious. I could ask them, who is the main character of your story? The story of 4-paragraph story we just read. Can't tell you. They don't know. They don't know. It took us 4 weeks to get through how to answer a question in a complete sentence.
Not gonna lie, gang, if I hopped on TikTok after class and seen my teacher drag me through the mud like this, I'm coming to school the next day ready to throw hands, ready to tussle. But I digress. I'm not one to really sit here and judge other people. But not being able to spell window in 7th grade, W-I-N-D-O-W, window, the thing you look outside with, like, that's nuts. I know it's some youngins watching this right now. I genuinely need you guys to explain what's going on here. Like, is it the classmates? Is it the teachers? Is your parents not doing, like, what's going on? Too much Fortnite? What's really going on here? Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, everyone hearing this right now, I need you to spell improvement in the comments. Without autocomplete, spell improvement right in the comments right now. But anyways, hot take. I'm not even going to sit here and blame the kids here, because they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. You can't blame kids for doing what kids do. Kids follow. And I know everyone's tired of the old TikTok's corrupting the youth argument, but it's literally the truth. Like, we know TikTok is exponentially deteriorating everyone's attention span to the point that all other social media platforms are trying to become TikTok just to keep people on the social media app. Whether it's working or not, it's the truth. There are some kids who genuinely cannot watch stuff at normal speed now, or if the person is talking too much, they leave hate comments saying, like, hurry it up, bozo. What's going on here? Like, can we slow down? What's going on? I'm sorry to throw little bro under the bus, but I was talking to my little cousin the other day about some, like, simple earth lore, and bro told me I was yapping too much. I just ain't know what to say. Like, bro, what? This conversation lasted for 2 seconds? I'm yapping? I'm a yapper? Newsflash, you can't put life on 1.5x speed when you think people aren't getting to the point fast enough, little Timmy. Pay attention, buddy. And I know I'm dragging it, but, you know, TikTok isn't even the main issue. These kids are getting screwed over from all angles. Like, it is a pincer. Everything is going wrong for that generation. I graduated high school in that little gray area where my school system was starting to, like, phase out homework and say it's no longer needed to be graded. And at the time, that sounded fantastic.
Fantastic, man. No homework. Let's go. Yes, sir.
But the unforeseen horrors I faced trying to genuinely understand what was going on in class after not doing homework was rough.
You can't just blabboy kids and expect them to just be like, knowledge.
Humans need practice.
Matter of fact, I don't even think my little brother is getting summer projects anymore since COVID, or possibly even before COVID happened.
I personally did all that like the 2 weeks right before school started, but the fact that the school system is allowing kids to have a whole 3 months of no brain simulation for school is just nuts.
And one more thing on the school topic. Why are teachers paid so little?
If y'all didn't know, over in America right now, there's a whole teacher shortage right now because teachers are just not paid enough to live a livable life. So even though they're passionate about teaching, there's just no point because they're like getting less than crumbs.
My girlfriend's mom works in the school system, and she was telling me that some school districts are so desperate for teachers that they're just hiring whoever and just giving like a brief rundown of the curriculum and saying, go teach.
Do y'all understand how that is? Like, we have unqualified teachers teaching the next generation of leaders and teachers, and we're just going to get exponentially dumber and dumber until we regress back to caveman if this does not get fixed. Hey, whoever planned this simulation civilization server, can y'all please spawn in a great scientist so we can fix this, man? We need some eurekas aside. Like, whoever's up there, please get a great scientist, man. We need it.
But the thing is, even if we fix the school system, we have one final boss fight. One final line of defense for the kids' abysmal learning. The parents.
Young is in the chat. Actually, hold on. Yeah, we probably over 5 minutes of the vid at this point. Y'all are not here unless you put on the vid at 1.5 XP. I should have made this point earlier. My fault.
Older siblings and or parents watching. How many of you guys still check your young ones' homework? How many of y'all know what's going on in school with the little ones? Back when I was growing up, I couldn't even get up from the table unless my homework was done. Hell, I couldn't even play video games during the week. And then when my mom was done with whatever she had to do, she would check it and I'd sit back down and correct it until it was fixed.
I don't hear about that from parents at all no more.
And I'm not in y'all's houses, nothing like that to fact check this, but I genuinely don't think most parents check their kids' homework no more. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a foreign concept now.
Cause why else are these kids getting these poor grades?
And before the randoms cry out, not letting your kid up to learn is at their own places, you'll be shut up. Not everything is up, you shut up, get a grip.
All in all, bro, if we're having kids submit assignments that look like this, an alleged eighth grader, by the way, bro ain't even try with specifically, what the hell?
We're doomed. I really started this video off trying to make fun of the runts of Gen Z, but the big bro in me who genuinely wants to see the good in people took over. And I don't know, man, I desperately want the next generation to evolve and not regress.
Like, just picture this. When I'm 80 in my hospital bed because I was hating too much and I got like a mild aneurysm, I really don't want the nurse, doctor, whoever to not know what they're doing. Like, I want to be able to live.
And this generation coming up is who those doctors and nurses and all that is going to be.
Parents, if you see this, please teach your kids more and do more at home. Like, help put them low in Kumon or something.
The teaching system is fried. Government isn't going to fix it. They would have done it by now. They straight up just don't care. So y'all got to be the ones to step in and help.
And even without that sentiment, it's your own kid. You should be wanting to teach them anyway.
But yeah, man, I just wanted to really throw my two cents in the mix. I saw this conversation up and down my Twitter timeline like all week long.
Let me know what y'all think about this in the comments below, man. I'm like really genuinely curious about this, about like how everybody feels about this situation.
But in the meantime, make sure you guys like the video if you liked it. Subscribe because you made this far into the video and you clearly like me. Check out all my socials linked below. Follow me on Twitter, please. I need Twitter motion. And I'm out of here, man. Love y'all. Be safe. Peace.